Opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
All right, welcome Fairbanks. This is Craig Compo filling in for David Prues, who's off doing something fun somewhere. And appreciate you tuning in to KFAR. We're at 660 AM and 97.5 FM, which actually sounds better on your car radio. Try it. If you're driving around on 660 AM, flip it over to 97.5 and you'll find the audio quality is better. Anyway, just my tip for the day. We're going to start off today. We've got some special guests here. We have Shirley Winther and Kate Lamal from Companions, Inc. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Yeah. So you guys have your big deal coming up this weekend, the big fundraiser, the big auction. Tell us about it. It's Pet Awareness Day, Saturday, May 9th. Kate?
Yep. I'm going to start off real quickly by explaining what Companions, Inc. is. It started about 40 years ago. When a couple of pioneers recognized the importance of the human animal bond and the benefits of engaging with animals to reduce stress, reduce anxiety levels, reduce heart rates, etc. And so they got together and they started the organization, and 40 years ago, we were doing visits to Denali Center, Pioneer Home, and the hospital. And then the hospital quit the visits, but then about 15, 20 years ago, we started a pet therapy program at the behavioral health unit at the hospital. And then now we do visits all over the hospital, and our the recognition of the benefits of human-animal interaction has just really grown exponentially over the last 20 years of research and whatnot. And we now do visits all over the community. UAF is one of our biggest places that we visit. We started there with de-stressing during finals, and now we have regularly scheduled visits at the library for students to come in and spend a few minutes with animals. We have done high school finals, read to a dog at the library at North Pole, and many, many other events that we're doing. We have a good membership. We have about 30 participants right now, with humans. And right now it's all dogs, but we certainly welcome cats. Are great in the program. There's just not many cats that seem to do it. And the animals are all owned by the handler, and they have certain criteria to become part of our program, and all of that you can be found at companionsinc.org.
Okay, and so if we had a little glitch early on, we are talking with Kate Lamal and Shirley Winther of Companions Inc., and their big event is this weekend. Shirley, you are the treasurer?
I'm the treasurer on the board.
Okay.
I always tell Kate, if she stays the president, I'll stay the treasurer, so
nice.
That's kind of our little deal.
Great.
And then somehow I'm chairing the Pet Awareness Day, and I started that last year. My predecessor decided to retire and leave the state, so here I am. Pet Awareness Day is this Saturday from 12 to noon at the Borealis Building at the fairgrounds. It's a big blue building, so you can't miss it.
Okay.
We have a lot going on there. We've got a silent auction with about 250 items for auction this year.
Yeah.
It's our biggest one. It's probably it's not as known as a lot of these other auctions, but we're probably the biggest silent auction there is.
Tease me with a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh. So Home Depot, there's two grills in my garage right now. One is a smoker slash grill, and they're also donating employees to help us.
Oh, nice.
We have Stan Stevens comes every year. That's really
Glacier
great.
Glacier Cruises, yeah.
Glacier Cruises. We have a lot of major prizes, a lot of restaurants, the Greens, the Salmon Bake.
Love the Greens.
Yeah, I love the Greens, too.
I see you there all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's where Craig and I hang out, if you guys don't know. We love the Greens.
Yeah, it's nice.
But just a lot of restaurants. The Happy Husky, a lot of hotels, Westmark, Spring Hill Suites. And we have some really major sponsors. And speaking of sponsors, Craig, you are a sponsor.
I'm a sponsor. Satterberg's a sponsor.
Yeah, we really appreciate
each
that.
We do each other by a buck every year.
Yeah, so last year was $500 from Bill and $501 from Craig.
Well, it's a great cause, and I know your character and you work hard on this. And it's not for anything other than taking care of the issue and the and pet awareness. So this is noon to four on Saturday?
Yes, and then we have a smooch at the fairgrounds at the Borealis building, and we also have a Smooch the Pooch kissing booth. We had to change the name because we had some military guys show up one day that thought they were going to get kisses, so we changed it to make sure that they knew it was dogs.
Yeah.
And then we have a bake sale that we have these wonderful people doing wonderful baking for donation only. We have a great food booth. The food booth sponsors are Coca-Cola of Alaska. They provide all of our beverages and a lot of other things. And then NMS, Nano Management Services, they're providing all of the hot dogs and hamburgers and their quarter pound burgers and their delicious beef hot dogs.
Nice.
Subway is a huge sponsor as well.
Restaurants, the box store, big box stores, a lot of them chipping in and helping out. That's great.
Yeah. We also have, I just want to share this because Lotto Alaska, this is the first time we've ever had them as a partnership. And so we really want you guys to go out there and do pull tabs because they support about 140 nonprofit organizations.
They do a great job. Yeah. They really do.
Yeah.
Let me just add really quickly, there are also a lot of donations made by individuals, some things handmade, some crafts, et cetera. So there's lots of fun items there.
So this is a great weekend to get out there because it's just a little too early. It's too late to go snow machining, too early to go boating. So you'll be in town likely at the Tanana Valley Fair at the Borealis building. How long have you been doing this, Kate?
Doing the Pet Awareness Day?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I think probably 20 years. There might have been a few years that we missed it.
Yeah.
But it's really come back strong for the last 10 or 12 years.
And if somebody can't make it but wants to donate, if they love pets and they understand the cause, is there an online way to donate then? Is that the companions.org?
Companionsinc.org.
Is there a donate button?
Yeah, there's a donate button.
Okay.
And you can donate as much as you'd like. Pet Awareness Day is our annual fundraiser, and that's the one way we can continue our organization.
I guess I didn't realize that because I was driving around town with the money to give you for a week or so.
I know.
I kept missing you. Oh, I'm not going to be there, but I'll be over here. I didn't know there was a donate button. I guess you probably told me that and it went over my head.
That's okay. It was more fun to get the cash out of your shop. Yeah. $503.
Yeah, $503. It'd be $505 next year because Satterberg will do $504.
Yeah, and if you wouldn't mind, I wouldn't mind sharing a couple other sponsors if we have just
a few
minutes.
Sure, we got 1 minute. Yeah.
1 minute? Okay, so Mount McKinley Bank, they've been a sponsor of ours for many years, and they also have an employee program where they give employees $300 every year and they get a choice of where they spend it on nonprofits.
Yeah. Perfect.
And they've been choosing us a lot. So they're just a great sponsor. And we have just so many people. I mean, Judy Warwick gives us money every year. She's a big supporter of Companions, Inc.
If people have questions, is there a phone number or can they go to email?
The phone number and the website all the information is on the website.
Okay.
And they can call me, I think I'm at the bottom of the
screen. 347-9451?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, this is great, ladies. Kate, Shirley, welcome. Thank you for coming in. And people get out there. Tanana Valley Fair this weekend, the fairgrounds, Borealis building, noon to four. Score some deals on some auction items. Come on out and have some fun.
Okay, great. Thank you, Craig. Right, Thank you for your support.
Ladies. See you this weekend.
All right. I want everybody out there, get out to the fairgrounds and check it out. All right, we're going to take a little break here. We'll be back with my guests for the back half of the show. We will see you in about 90 seconds.
It's so hard to get.
It has occurred to me that I am an introvert. I live a sheltered life as an old septic tank.
gazing at the stars, pondering my poetry, appreciating the weather, rain or snow. I know my family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' faithfully pump me out once a year. I count on that flow in my life, and I will continue to serve them much better for many years to come.
May is Older Americans Month, and we are proud of what we've accomplished to earn our place in the network of age-friendly communities. Join us at the Carlson Center on Friday, May 8th for the 2026 Fairbanks at 50 Plus Art and Science of Aging Summit. This free event is packed with lively activities designed to showcase the resources that make us age-friendly Fairbanks. Visit with local providers of home, community, and facility-based services that support healthy aging. Demonstrations and classes help you explore things like health, recreation, caregiving, retirement, and preparing for emergencies. AARP will be on hand to give away emergency go bags while supplies last, and in the parking lot you can get a CarFit consultation to fix those blind spots. So please join us at the Carlson Center on Friday, May 8th from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit foundationhealth.org/FBX50+ for more information and to learn about partner events like the Fairbanks North Scarborough Senior Recognition Luncheon and the Alaska Health Fair Screenings and Blood Draw event.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 5th Avenue.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 30. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for rain tomorrow, 49. Mainly cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right. Okay, we are back on the air. Hey, I just wanted to add, there's so many sponsors for that Pet Awareness Day. Just want to make sure they all of them got mentioned. There's Subway, Coca-Cola, Lotto Alaska. I mentioned all those quality sales, Home Depot, Nana Management, Stan Steven Cruises, and Mount McKinley Bank. Just a lot of really good outfits, local outfits, helping a good cause there. Anyway, we're continuing with round two here. And we had a little bit of delayed start here. Actually, I got to say this. Perry Wally came in, set up the machine this time. I think he forgot to hit the button over there or forgot to tell me. So I'm going to blame that on Perry Wally. And then there was a mix-up on guests, and that's a Prue's thing. I'm letting you know it's probably a Prue's thing. He's going to point the finger at Glenner, but I'm going to call it a Prue's thing. Anyway, we'll let them fight over that. Anyway, it's really good to have them in there. In the studio now, I have two people that, I don't know, you don't picture them necessarily in the same room together. nothing wrong. These are both great guys, but a lot of people that know them both say, oh, you know this guy? I have Captain Eric Spitzer, one of my regular guests.
Hey,
and
good day.
Welcome. And Coke Wallace. Coke, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Remember, keep it clean now. I don't have a delay button here. I always got to warn Coke. This isn't stand-up comedy at Ivory Jack's.
Right, yeah, I got you. Yeah. Want me to Bernie-fy your show?
Yeah, and I want people to know to hang in there for the back half of the show. We're trying to do something fun with a local celebrity here. I can't really say a whole lot more about it right now, but I will. If you tune in, it may or may not happen, but we're just in the middle of another fun prank. Hey, okay, so guys, what is going on? So you guys are good friends. We're all three good friends.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a while. You probably have a list of stuff to go over, but I was listening to the radio earlier, and I just want your take on this new kill switch law they're coming out with for vehicles. If you've heard about this, where I guess it's going to go through, the automotive manufacturers are being enforced by the government.
Oh, but the DUI thing, if you're
it's
drinking,
not, yeah.
It won't start up.
That's it. So there's a lot of problems with it.
Yeah, I'll tell you one of the problems, right, that comes first in my head. Like, this is probably, you wouldn't expect this coming from a cop, especially a trooper.
Yeah.
But you know that it's an affirmative defense to drive drunk
if there is an emergency. Imagine this. You cut yourself and you're bleeding arterially. And let's say you had two wines with dinner and a beer while you're by the grill or something like that. And maybe it's not the safest thing for you to drive. However, you're bleeding arterially.
You're going to die.
And you get in a vehicle and you go to leave to go to the hospital to self-rescue yourself. And you can't because the damn thing won't start. I got the spirit in me. But that right there tells me, like, did anyone think about this? Like, what are we going to do in a situation such as that? I mean, there have been several times in 26 years of law enforcement, several times I have stopped someone for suspected drunk driving. And guess where they're going? To the emergency room.
Yeah.
And guess what? The DUI got thrown out.
Yeah. And you know, any reasonable jury or judge would look at that, I think. So,
well, I mean, there wasn't even a DUI to throw out. I mean, it was
but
like,
can
oh
you
my
imagine
God.
What happens if you get pulled over and stopped by somebody and you're bleeding to death and you bleed to death? And yeah, you had four beers.
Well, I mean, like, you would never even get the vehicle started. You would never even get the vehicle going because
I know.
It won't start.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And one of the other ones, and I want to bring Coke in on this because I know he's all for this kill switch law.
And, you know, like, as Alaskans, like, we're known to be fiercely independent and have strong opinions about this. And, like, I don't think it's a great idea. I'm a libertarian. Yeah. I don't think it's a great idea to have a lot of government
influence.
I don't need babysitting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Coke, what are your thoughts on the upcoming kill switch law? Not only, and also, it's going to add a lot of money to the price of a vehicle.
Yeah.
Already.
I don't need more electronics.
I'm sure all the auto manufacturers are dead set against it. They don't want to get involved because they're going to be subject to lawsuits and stuff when it happens. Coke?
I grew up in a house of accountability. I want to, if they had punishment for DUIs, Scandinavian countries, you get one. You forfeit your vehicle to the state and you take mass transit the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. There's an incentive.
Yeah, accountability. I grew up in a house of accountability, and I had to account for a lot of my stupidity over it when growing up. And, you know, the judges, our justice system's definitely broke. We got a Supreme Court justice doesn't even know she's a woman, and she was put in by Otto Pence. So I question her validity anyhow. But, you know, be that as may, there's got to be punishment for it. You know, they're putting these people back out on the road with us.
Well, here's my initial thought. Whose car is it anyway?
Yeah.
It's not the government's car. And the problem isn't, it's bad enough, the whole idea, the primary idea is for DUI, but all of a sudden the government has access to the inside of your car.
No.
I mean, you know what I mean? You can't get in, you can't do anything. They see you, whatever. It's just terrible overreach. By the way, if you want to call and comment on this, it's 907-458-TALK. That's 458-8255. My guests are Captain Eric Spitzer and Coke Wallace from down in Healy. But anyway, that's just one I wanted to get out of the way. I can't believe they're going through with this. I haven't followed it that closely, but I just heard, I think on the Glenn Beck this morning, they had Chip Roy on, and he has been fighting it as hard as he can. And he can't get the majority of the legislators down there to the senators and Congress to actually side with him on it. So it's, you know, it's really easy to make it a scare tactic and say, oh, look, we'll take all these DUIs, drunk drivers off the road or whatever. But even people that are in a panic situation, there's a bad accident on the road and they're just, their eyes can show something else. The technology is not that good. Anyway, Eric, business is good.
Business is good. Our DUI business is good. I'll tell you, yesterday we just had the big MMIP gathering of remembrance down here by the courthouse. And it was I've never seen it so big, so such attendance. I mean, there is a lot of missing and murdered Indigenous people in Alaska, especially in the Fairbanks area. And one that comes to mind is the most recent one is Arlette Fabian.
Okay.
She disappeared out in the Fox area, Fairbanks area.
When was that?
About a month ago.
Yeah.
And there's some debate on the last time that she was seen or heard from or whatever. But I met with her family yesterday. Good family. Really. I mean, they really. And anyway, so I did a speech at this MMIP gathering, and basically, the deal is the guidance that I've given to our troopers is, well, number one, we've got this checklist, missing person checklist, and we go through. So every missing person case is going to start off the same way. And we've instituted this like 2 years ago. And it's going to be investigated as if it was a crime. as if like, you know, as if there was something nefarious about the disappearance of this person. And my further guidance was, in addition to the checklist and all the different steps that we're going to do in this now to ensure that all of them are the same, is also, I just tell the troopers, like, look, investigate the case like it's someone in your family. Like someone in your family has disappeared in the same relentless pursuit of justice that you would use to, you know, for your own family. Use that for these families. And don't look at it as a case, but this is a person that is missing. So anyway, we did that. It was a great turnout yesterday. We got a great partnership with Tamnaw Chiefs Conference and the Fairbanks Native Association. They've got there's new leadership at TCC. And Ms. Hildebrand is, she's the chief over there now. Anyway, we're working great hand-in-hand with them, making a lot of stuff happen. We have our criminal suppression unit is working on that Arlette Fabian thing. And what I wanted to say, I wanted to plug for the Arlette Fabian missing persons deal. If you know anything about her disappearance or something that you're just suspicious about or you want to share this with law enforcement, I want to encourage you to call 907-451-5100. It's 451-5100. Call the Alaska State Troopers Dispatch Center. That's a non-emergency dispatch line. Tell them what the information that you want to know. You can remain anonymous if you want to. We would prefer that you would come down and get interviewed so that we can, you know, establish good information.
Some people even are nervous to do that because they think it may have been nothing what I saw. You want to know that information.
You never know.
It could have been someone else.
I know. I know, like that little piece of information that you think is not that important, the whole case could rely on it.
Yeah.
It could break the case.
Or AK Tips.
AK Tips is another one. You can do AK Tips. It has an app. You go right onto your little smartphone. And Coke always has smartphones. Go into the smartphone. Go into your app store and go to AK Tips. That's what's so cool about that is it's a two-way street of anonymous tip reporting. It's encrypted. We cannot follow it. We can't swim upstream and figure out who it's coming from. There's another method, but I do not prefer this way. If you go to the Alaska State Trooper webpage, you can click on this button that says report anonymous tip. Here's the problem with doing it that way. That is one-way information. Like, you give the tip to us, and we're like, oh, great. Like, let's say you wanted to report, like, hey, this guy's bringing in, like, you know, 2 pounds of fentanyl into Fairbanks from Anchorage. It's happening next week. Okay, great. Or it's even happening tomorrow. Okay, great. What kind of car is he driving?
Yeah.
Is he going to be with anybody? We have a ton of other questions.
Physical description.
Yeah. Is he coming up to Parks? Is he coming up to Richardson? Is he going to fly it in, or, you know, the train? Yeah. How's he going to do it?
Yeah.
So we have, and that way we can.
Oh, you know, Healy's a little town, but it just tells you anywhere in America, any town USA, missing people.
They had a, you know. We got one out there too, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Harry Kasari, his family down in, he's a Pakistani guy up here, and he disappeared in the middle of December, and it was like what?
30 below plus.
At least.
From the totem, over by the totem or something, right? Or over by
he just walked off. It happens, man. They're unprepared, and it can happen to people that live here. They go out thinking that that they can handle it and what they're dressed in. And if you're not dressed for it at 30 to 50 below, you're in trouble real quick.
Yeah, we had folks right here in Fairbanks that went out to get wood out of the woodshed, slipped, bumped their head, passed out.
Listen, happened to my dad. My dad slipped, went to get the newspaper. Oh. We'll follow up later with that story, but. Stick around. We're going to go into a break, listen to some news, and we'll be back with you after a little bit of music with Captain Eric Spitzer and Coke Wallace.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Trump at the White House today honoring mothers in the military and mothers of those who serve. He also had an update on the conflict in the Middle East.
They want to make a deal. They want to negotiate. And I think that military mothers would want to hear that. Do you agree? I think it's appropriate. Somebody would say, oh, that's not appropriate. I think military mothers want to hear about this stuff.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick before the House Oversight Committee today for a closed-door hearing about his ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer.
At the end of the day, I haven't seen wrongdoing in the email correspondence, but he wasn't 100% truthful with whether he or not he had been on the island.
Lutnick suggested he cut off contact with Epstein in 05, but the Epstein files show those two kept in contact until at least 2018. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports a renewed push to advance Alaska's long-discussed liquefied natural gas project is gaining traction at both the state and federal level, as Governor Mike Dunleavy points to new White House backing for his proposed tax overhaul while urging lawmakers to act before the legislative session ends. In a press release Monday, Dunleavy announced that the White House had issued a letter supporting his Alaska LNG tax reform bills, citing the project's national significance and the need for a stable, competitive tax structure to attract private investment. The letter, authored by White House Intergovernmental Affairs Director Alex Meyer, emphasized that clear and predictable tax policy will improve feasibility, attract private investment, and help secure final commitments, echoing a central argument from the governor's office. The proposal, outlined in House Bill 381 and Senate Bill 280, would replace traditional property taxes on the project with a volumetric tax based on the amount of gas transported.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Slip into the brand new Bridgestone Dueler ATSN all-terrain tire from GCR. Elevate your year-round driving experience. Bridgestone Dueler ATSN delivers uncompromising traction through snow, ice, water, and gravel. Whatever Alaska's roads throw your way, the Bridgestone Dueler ATSN is designed to dominate off-road performance on your light truck, SUV, and CUV while offering a remarkably quiet ride for your everyday driving. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Finally, the days are getting longer and getting warmer, so make sure to get those tires changed out soon. Make an appointment now at Pearson Auto to get her done. While you're at it, have them get your rig ready for those spring road trips. And don't forget they're always on sale, synthetic oil changes. That'll save you some much-needed gas money. All at Pearson Auto off the Ridge Highway towards North Pole and across from Pikes on Airport Way. Online at PearsonAutoAK.com. That's Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
Care for your lawn this summer with help from Husqvarna Lawn Mowers from the Woodway. Save time as you beautify your yard with Husqvarna Lawn Tractors and zero-turn mowers powered by Kawasaki. You'll love the quality construction and the perfect cut with heavy-duty fabricated decks and locking differentials. Easy to use. Drop by for a test drive today. The Woodway has the service you need with Husqvarna certified technicians. Care for your home and yard the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family, it's an experience.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, we are back on the radio. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show, filling in for David Pruse. On Problem Corner, our number, if you want to call in, is, whoops, and, this equipment.
How do you spell whoops?
I got bad equipment over here. Look at this. Come on, fix this mic, Wally. Anyway, it's 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. If you want to call in, my guests are Captain Eric Spitzer, Coke Wallace, and joining us in the back half of the hour is criminal offense attorney and the brunt of most of my pranks, Bill Satterberg. Welcome, Bill. Can you hear me? Are you on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
That's no. Big. You got to go to that mic. I don't know what's going on. Swing that mic over a second. Are we on?
Yeah. Can you hear me here? No.
Can you guys hear my headphones? Just
I got them loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah. It's my headphones. Don't worry about it. This thing was laying over on the side, so it's just they're trying to get some more. It's falling apart. Anyway, I can hear you guys anyway. So Bill, we were talking in the first half hour about this new law. That's supposedly coming through. I heard it on Glenn Beck, and he was talking with Chip Roy, the kill switch law for future vehicles very soon that are going to have a switch that shuts off. They can tell if your eyes are glassy and if you've been inhibiting signs or alcohol. Mostly it's for DUI, I think. But both of my guests were dead set against it. I'm wondering about your opinion.
Well, I think it'll really stimulate my business. I'm all in favor of it. You know,
I think it would cut into your business.
Well, no, because you're right.
The maybe vehicle
I'm
won't
against
start.
It.
If
he was for it before he was against it, right?
Yeah. Well, I was hoping. The thing is, though, is that technically, if you're on the road and they catch you sitting behind the driver's wheel, even if the car's off, you're operating a vehicle under the influence.
As long as you have the keys in the ignition.
And nowadays, with the key fobs, you don't even have to have them in the ignition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
What if you had a key fob in the trunk?
That would be an interesting question.
In other words, you're out, you're cold, but you got to get out of the wind. You've been drinking, you throw the key fobs in the trunk, and you get in the car. That'd be an interesting
Well, if it's
case.
Running, then you're operating a motorized vehicle.
No, yeah, but even if it's not running, say it's windy out, you just want to get out of it. So.
I would say you have to have the ability to start the vehicle. That's an interesting question, because technically, if you've got the ability to start key fobs in the trunk, I had a case one time we called a drunken trunk, a guy who locked himself in the trunk, an attorney, by the way, because he didn't want to get picked up for DUI. But then they let him out down in the Nana. But lots of things. But technically, you'd be operating if you have the ability to start the car. And what's interesting about the key fob is when that came out, I brought a motion once, said, hey, Judge, there's no key in the ignition here. And he said, well, sorry, it ain't going to work.
Another thing that seems real prevalent in this town lately is shoplifting. A lot of these big box stores, they don't let people, the employees stop anybody, you know, which is driving up the price of everything. Plus, when you go in the stores, you got to take it's a 10, 15 minutes sometimes to find somebody to go let you have a can of spray paint. Mm-hmm. You got to unlock it all. There was a story recently, like a Walgreens, and now every single item was locked up in the Walgreens. Every shelf was glassed in. I mean, initial expense right there, and then all the time you got to wait to get something in. But it's crazy. Thoughts, Coke?
Well.
I mean, what do you think about the fact that you can't stop somebody for stealing steaks off your shelf?
Yeah, well, the last time I was in Anchorage, they have a guard now down at the Sportsman's Warehouse in South Anchorage, and the bathroom's locked. He has to keypad you in to go to the bathroom because it's, you know, again, there's no punishment.
Yeah, that's
you know,
it.
Not harsh enough, but I like those walls of shame and stuff they put up. That, you know, like over at Rod Saw Shop, they got one.
Oh, if somebody has caught.
Century Hardware, they got a bad picture of you, though, Craig.
Century Hardware? Well, you were telling me you were just over there.
I was just over there, and actually, I was going to ask you.
That's where I recognize you from, yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to ask you how you made it.
Yeah.
Because I sent it to you, I thought, didn't I, Craig?
What? What's that?
I was going
to. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. You see that?
Oh, yeah, Century Hardware. That's
Look at it, though. Half of those are probably your clients. Zoom in on them.
Well, half of my clients live in a gated community. That's more than we say for us.
I thought, you know, I always stop and see if I recognize anybody on there. And this has been up for a week now.
That looks like the family tree for you. Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, you're right. Very good likelihood. Very good likelihood.
Bill is just now looking at the picture of himself on the wall of shame at Century Hardware that's been up for a week.
Yeah, I like it.
So what were you stealing,
what
Bill?
What did you do?
I was just stealing people's time. I know where I'm going right after the show's over.
Yeah, I know. And do you know why we were trying to get you to Century Hardware so bad the last couple of days?
Oh, you mean for that freeze-dry unit?
So once again, we prank Bill Satterberg, this time live on the radio.
Man, we were trying so hard to get him over there.
So Fairbanks, here's what happened. You know,
I had one of my staffers go over there twice, and she didn't see me.
So we I was over there. I always stop and look at the wall of shame at Century Hardware, all the people that had been caught ripping them off. And I thought, oh, I've got to get a picture of Satterberg and put in there. So I found one that you look serious on. Most of them, you're smiling or on a dancing pole or something. But anyway, I got a good solid picture, and I taped it up. I walked in there. I set it up in there. That was a week ago.
You did that?
I did it, yeah.
You know how much it costs? Let's see, my hourly rate, I've been slandered. Oh, Compo, you just lost your house in Mexico.
Oh, great. Defamation of character? Is that
absolutely, and you've admitted it on the air. We got it made.
I would think I'd be sued by all those other people that have to be on the same wall with you. But anyway, we put the picture up, or I put the picture up. I'll take credit for this one. I put the picture up. I wound up telling a certain police officer about it who thought it was classic. And then we couldn't stand it every day. We thought, God, nobody's. And I was having breakfast at Oasis, and I was sitting down with a friend of mine and another guy that I hadn't really known. And I said, yeah, I pulled another good one on Satterberg this week. And the guy goes, let me guess. And he holds his picture of him up on the wall. He goes, I was just there. I saw it there. I saw the picture of Satterberg on the wall of shame.
Yeah, free anyway. Advertising.
So we thought, we want to get him over there. So we called you the other day. I had Eric call and say they got 40% off those food processors.
So let's see.
Which
I've
they
had a
don't.
Cop commit
which, for Century, don't go running over there. They don't
I've
have 40%.
I've got two causes of action. I've got fraud and I've got defamation. Keep going, guys.
As if Eric hasn't been enough trouble lately. And Coke was just innocent bystander. He was over there, saw the picture. And
he's the one that I would have expected would probably have done something like this to me.
So anyway,
that is a good joke.
We couldn't get him to go over there. So I actually drove over there the other day. He called you. We figured you were going to come racing over. I said, tell him there's 70% off. He'll be there. 40 isn't enough for Bill.
70% is not believable.
Well, 50, you know, the only reason I sent somebody over there is I told you I was interested in one. I kept thinking, my wife said, what the heck are you going to do with a freeze dryer? She said, I bought you a smoker 3 years ago and you still haven't taken it out of the box.
So Craig was going to video you, have it on video of you walking in, seeing the picture and your reaction and like, taking it down. And all that. It's going to be classic. But
And you were busy. Then you had to go to Anchorage the next day. And so, anyway.
That was a good joke.
Well, we just wanted to reveal it live on the radio here in Fairbanks. So,
hopefully, folks, I've got lots of witnesses.
He's got to run over there. He'll go straight there and tear it down. Anyway.
Probably go over there and autograph it.
Let's get
a business card on it.
We just wanted to have a little fun with our local attorney here. What else is on your list that?
Let's see here. So
you got a big event coming up.
Yeah, we got a big event coming up on next Thursday, May 14th, is the Law Enforcement Memorial. It's Law Enforcement Memorial Week next week, and on the 14th, out at the Scott and Gabe Memorial Park. That's Gabe Rich and Scott Johnson Memorial Park in North Pole. We meet during Law Enforcement Memorial Week every year. There'll be proclamations and all kinds of reading of the names of those that were died in line of duty, ringing the bell for them. We got a bagpiper out there, and afterwards in the parking lot just outside there, I'll be cooking up some of these doing some cheesy moose jalapeno dogs, and we got regular ones too if you want them. But come out, get a hot dog.
Nice. Good cause.
It's a solemn memorial thing. But at the end of it, it gives us a chance and families and stuff like that, loved ones, to kind of interact and just making it available to the public. Let you know about that get together. And then another thing to let folks know about, like, if you're not aware of this, the gates at Fort Wainwright are going to be closed, main gate closed, until like August.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone's going to be using trainer gates. Yep. You kind of think about that.
Yeah.
They're going to use trainer gates.
Starting when?
The back gate. It's coming right up here, like real soon.
Okay.
I don't know
So is our commercial break. We're going to be coming at. We're going to take one more break, and then we'll be back. And I want to ask these guys.
It just dawned on me. I could sue Century Hardware, too, for allowing it to. Hey, thank you.
It's Century, S-E-N-T-R. And Mike and the guys over there are great guys. Love those guys. They don't have 40 to 70% off food processors.
Do they have insurance?
If you had me cornered, I was going to be like, the place right over there on Phillips Field. That's not Century.
All right. Stand by. We'll be right back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
We saw a couple of vicious ice storms this winter that wreaked havoc on our local trees. That's why Eric and his crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company have been busy. As spring arrives and you start to see damaged trees around your house or property, get on their schedule now as they're already filling up for summer. However, if you've got a tree or two that needs dealing with right now, well, they always keep part of the schedule open for just such emergencies. That's the Great Alaska Tree Company. Go to GreatAlaskaTreeCo.com and get on the schedule now. That's GreatAlaskaTreeCo.com.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
Get your glow on for half price. That's the deal for this week's 50-50 Friday from 40 Below Glow. 40 Below Glow is a custom spray tan service. It's a space designed to make you feel confident, polished, and effortlessly put together. Each spray tan application is custom mixed to your exact skin tone. It's tailored for you and only you in a relaxed, judgment-free environment. You will leave with a natural-looking glow. This amazing deal, a $55 gift certificate for half price this Friday.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half-price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR.
We know it's springtime, but Fairbanks Urology understands that not all seeds need to be planted. Fairbanks Urology can help you learn more about how to play in the garden without the bloom. Of course, we're talking about vasectomies. Information about the procedure is on their website, and you can even request appointments online. It's fast and easy, just like the vasectomy procedure itself. FairbanksUrology.com or find them on Facebook. Reach out today or...
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 45. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight. Overcast skies. Slight chance of rain tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 49. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Anyway. All right. So we were just talking off the air. What was somebody had texted you about a key fob question on the trunk. What
Yeah. My wife's been like blown.
Oh, I did. I wasn't going to give it away. It was the Ange.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. It's Big Ange.
Big Ange was like, what if the key fob is in somebody else's possession in the car? So like, what if you're in the car, like you're intoxicated, you're behind the wheel, passed out, and the car's running, but the key fob is in the possession of a sober person in the car who's in the back seat.
Who the drug person could have just handed it to.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
yeah.
If you're going to be in control of that car.
But yeah. where do you write the law on that? It's, I can see if it was in the trunk and you were in there and there was a life and death thing. But I mean, obviously somebody's drinking and driving and the other person isn't here. Because usually they try and switch seats real quick, right?
Yes.
You've never seen that happen, have you?
A video. I'm like, are you guys really doing that?
Let me run a couple others by you.
Yeah.
My grandson lost a key fob to my truck. Okay, $233 to get the thing.
Oh, you're lucky it was that cheap. You know what a Subaru cost? $700.
Oh, well, I'm not letting him drive the Subaru.
No.
But anyway, he loses a key fob. So they say, okay, I order one down to the local store. And they say it'll be here in 3 weeks. Why? Well, because it's hazardous material, because it's got a lithium battery, that 2032 battery in it, and it's got to be shipped by surface. Everybody who gets on an airplane is boarding an airplane with hazardous material in their pocket.
Yeah.
Which is a fascinating, but...
why don't they just ship it with... We got 2032 batteries here. I don't need the battery ship.
I need the key fob, but the key fob will ship without the battery.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't ask.
Okay.
But... I got some other ones for you when you're ready.
Okay. No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was doing jury selection last week, and we talked about this when we were off the air here. And I asked the members of the panels, I said, what's more important to you, that an innocent person go to jail for a crime they did not commit, or that a guilty person go to jail for a crime, or pardon me, a guilty person go free for a crime they did commit? And you'd be surprised. Four of the jurors said, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather put the innocent person in jail.
No. That's all right. That's wrong.
Yeah, right, and I would agree with you on that. And even Coke got this answer correct, our resident redneck. Yeah. But then the other one we talked about was, okay, you're in New York City, okay? A terrorist, American citizen terrorist, has planted a nuclear bomb in New York City, and he admits it. But he's not going to tell you where it's located. It's going to go off in 5 hours. And you say, where is it? And he says, I want my lawyer. I'm not answering questions without my lawyer. Hmm. What do you do?
Call Satterberg Law.
Well, like Coke told us, he said, well, he says, it isn't waterboarding if you use diesel.
All right, we got a phone call, guys. Yeah, it's not considered waterboarding if you're using diesel. We're going to try and take a phone call, see if I can get this going. Yeah, this is Craig with Problem Corner. You're on the air. Hello?
Probably Big Ange.
Are you there? I don't have any luck here. Let's try this one more time. Nope. I think we're having phone issues. All right, so you may not be able to call in. We're having all kinds of mechanical issues here. Eric, I wanted to read something to you that I thought you would think is entertaining, and I think this would be Captain Spitzer.
Eric, is okay?
Yes, sorry.
Please.
This is just a quick story about a Montana State trooper. I don't know if you ever heard this, but I think you need to use this if it ever happens to you.
All right.
I'm just going to read this. In most states, there's a policy of checking on any stalled vehicle on the highway if the temperature drops single digits or below. About 3 in the morning one morning, Montana State Trooper Alan Nixon responded to a call. There was a car off the shoulder of the road outside of Great Falls, Montana. He located the car stuck in deep snow with the engine still running. Pulling in behind the car with his emergency lights on, the trooper walked to the driver's door to find an older man passed out behind the wheel with a nearly empty bottle of vodka in the seat next to him. The driver came awake when the trooper tapped on the window. Seeing the rotating lights in his rear view and the state trooper standing next to him, the man panicked. He jerked the gear shift into drive and hit the gas. The speedometer was showing 20, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour.
Still
stuck in the snow, wheels spinning.
Yeah.
Trooper Nixon, having a sense of humor, began running in place next to the speeding vehicle.
Yeah.
The driver was freaked, thinking the trooper was keeping up with him. This goes on for 30 seconds. Trooper yelled, pull over, and he did. He stopped the engine. He didn't have to pull over. If that ever happens, you have got to do that.
That has happened to me out in Point McKenzie when I was in Palm.
You're kidding.
No, I swear to God. 2002, this guy was a big Ford F-350 crew cab, and it went down off. It was like on top of alders and like, you know, where the snow gets plowed off the side of the road there at Point McKenzie.
Yeah.
Long stretch. And the vehicle, like when I got there, it was still in gear and all four of the tires were still spinning like just on the power of the truck, you know what I'm saying?
And he passed out.
And I was surprised that it kept running because I thought for sure, because of the depth of the snow that and the snow being impacted, I would have thought that it would have like got up in the fan and stopped the fan. But it was still running. And his windows were all fogged up and stuff like that. I'm like, knock, knock, knock. And as you know, my sense of humor gets me in trouble. I didn't get in trouble on that one, but I was like, pull over right now. And he's like, you can see, he was like,
stop the vehicle.
And there's steam coming out because the hot, exhaust is against the snow and melting it. And oh, geez. Yeah, that was that's kind of like in the trooper playbook. That happens a lot. In fact, there was another one in Big Lake where this gal had passed out and her car was still in drive. And she pulled up right against the, I think it was called the East Lake store. It was like a little stop and rob there. And so it was like pulled up against the side of the wall of this store. And she was passed out. And this wasn't mine. I heard about this one. Trooper knocked on the window. She jumps up, tried to take off, and didn't realize that like she is already parked against the bollard there of the store. And she tried that, the spinning the tires and all that business.
But. So I got a situation. I want to see how you would respond. I'm not going to tell you how this officer responded.
Okay.
So I'm going to test Captain Spitzer real quick here. Cop pulled a woman over for speeding. After coming to a stop, he walked up to her window and gave her the classic, do you know why I pulled you over? She quickly responded. She knew that she was speeding, but asked if she gave him an excuse for why she was speeding that he had never heard before. Could he let her off with just a warning? Okay. How would you respond to that? Probably shouldn't ask you on the air.
Oh, this sounds like a trap.
Yeah, okay. She said, if you've heard this excuse, I'll gladly sign your speeding ticket. Okay.
Yeah.
He laughed and said he'd been with the highway patrol for so long now, as per Spitzer, that he's heard them all, but told her at least Give it a try.
Yeah.
At that moment, the woman pulled out a vial of horse semen from between her breasts and explained she was a horse breeder and needed to get the sample to its location for insemination before it went bad. After he finished laughing, he let her off with a warning.
So that is the best story I've ever heard.
Yeah, it sounds like the horse got off also.
You know, I have a thing that I do is like whenever the first time every day that someone tells me the truth, guaranteed warning. Guaranteed warning. Like for every shift, when I start off, I'm like, "Hey, you're going like 85 miles an hour, in a, you know, 35 mile zone. What's up?" I'm like, and if they just are honest, like I wasn't paying attention, I'll give them a warning.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, okay, you were the first person today. Sometimes no one's honest.
So the speed early in the day is what I'm hearing here. Right?
Well, you never know what time he comes on shift.
Oh yeah, well that's right. Yeah, it was a
morning. The red light. It was green when I saw it.
No stoplights in Healy, huh? You like it that way? Coke?
Love it, yeah. Well, they got the decorative ones down in the canyon that they use.
Oh, yeah.
The street lamps and the stoplights they use part of the year, small part of the year, but yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Even a little town like Healy gets affected by crime. That what was the trooper's name that moved out, the retired?
Oh, Joel Miner?
Joel Miner. That story, I tell that to so many people, the guy that asked the owner of the house if he could hunker down in his house. The owner was away because somebody had broken in there, and he said, "I think he's coming back." And how many hours was he in there?
Oh, several hours, yeah, 2 or 3 hours. And the guy came back to get his little cache of stolen guns that he had like put off to the side there. And we got—I don't know if you got—we got, Sergeant Malik Jones down there, and he's down in Healy now.
Yeah, no, we got 3 minutes. I was just I just love the fact that the—I mean, you imagine being—you're up in Prudhoe Bay or wherever the guy was, and you get a call. That, hey, somebody's broke into your house. I think they're coming back. Do you mind if I crawl in the window and hunker down?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, who's going to say no? My God.
Only if I get a video.
And then the guy, I want a video. And then the guy comes in at 2 in the morning, crawling through the window, the thief.
Yeah.
Freeze!
Alleged thief.
Alleged thief, yeah. Yeah, I probably was one of Satterberg's clients.
No, I couldn't pay.
Yeah, that always looks. Yeah, that's gotta. No matter how good the case is, right? They gotta be able to afford it.
Well, people say, how can you tell a good client if he's got money?
Yeah, yeah.
I was sorry to see Joel Miner retire.
He's
a good guy.
Yeah, he really was.
But I'll tell you this, Malik is. He'll get those shoes filled. He used to be stationed. Malik was stationed in Nenana. And he would go there and open up the school gym. He had keys to the school gym and let the kids come in the evening, play basketball, lift weights, and stuff like that. And, man, truly, community-oriented policing guy.
Yeah.
Now, he was an investigator for a while.
He was. Yep. And then he got promoted to sergeant.
So who's the trooper that covers Healy area now?
Well, there's several of them.
Trooper Poole's one.
We got Trooper Aaron Poole, and Malik Jones is Aaron Healy, and then...
They cover a lot of area there. I mean,
Well, we got the Parks Highway guys. We got the guys in Cantwell, then we got the guys in Healy. We got the guy in Nenana, and together they do a pretty good job.
Where can people watch the video that I saw that I thought was recent, is a few years ago, of the drug bust on the way up the Parks Highway?
Oh, man,
where can you find that?
That's all over the place on the internet. If you just type in Alaska State Troopers video of
Highway drug bust?
Like rolling shootout, yeah.
Oh,
that was
man.
A good one,
it was
huh?
right out at the end of our road, man. You talk about Healy. It happened right in Healy. Oh, they shut the road down for a while.
Major drug bust. And, I mean, they wound up
with some Wild West stuff, trooper that did that, man.
Trevor Norris. He, like, shot out
Was that Trevor Norris?
Trevor Norris shot out his own windshield with a 12-gauge shotgun, and as a guy was shooting at him with a 9mm, he's shooting at him with a shotgun. It was awesome. I'm a big fan of his work. I mean, that was nice work.
Yeah.
Like, you can't shoot police cars
pads or glass liked it, too, or glass.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, thanks for coming in. It's been a lot of fun. I'm sorry I couldn't take the phone calls that come in earlier, but it's part of that North Korean equipment. Captain Eric Spitzer, Coke Wallace, Bill Satterberg, thanks for coming in. Bill, thanks for being the brunt of the prank live on the radio.
I hope you get over there and pull that picture
down. I'm going there. I'll go take it down right now. All right. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show, or the Problem Corner. We'll see you. I'll see you next Saturday.